via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Individuals, states, and businesses are a step closer to receiving coronavirus relief aid from the government. The House of Representatives and Senate passed a massive year-end bill that includes both a $900 billion coronavirus aid package as well as $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. The measure was approved before a midnight deadline expired to keep the U.S. government funded. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill in the coming days. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is a $600 direct payment to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. U.S. President-elect Biden and his wife Jill received a COVID-19 vaccination on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the country. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign its frontline health workers and those in nursing homes, addressing some of the most vulnerable populations before expanding to others. President Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom is wreaking havoc on transit to and from the nation. Calls to limit travel from Britain come after researchers discover a mutation of the virus that is more contagious. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has since issued strict lockdowns. Meanwhile, a growing list of nations banned most travel from Britain in response to the dramatic rise of infections because of the new strain of COVID-19 sweeping across southern Britain. So far, the U.S. has not restricted flights from Britain. South African health officials say a new variant of the COVID-19 virus is driving up the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Officials said Monday the variant appears to be more infectious than the original one. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved vaccines against COVID-19 will protect against the new strain, which is different from the one detected in Britain. The new surge in coronavirus cases prompted the South African government to impose the tighter lockdown restrictions, including beach closings and limited days and hours for alcohol sales. South Africa has recorded 920,922 coronavirus cases and more than 24,000 deaths, according to numbers posted by Johns Hopkins University. European Union and British negotiators remain in Brussels Monday, with talks still blocked over the right of European crews to continue fishing in British waters, as well as concerns over fair trade rules. Without a deal, Britain's links to the European Union end at midnight, December 31st, with a new tariff barrier that will sharpen the big shock of unraveling a half century of EU membership. Sunday deadline set by the European Parliament expired without an agreement being found, leaving no time for lawmakers to ratify an eventual deal before January the 1st. Well, more than 70 West Point cadets have been accused of cheating on a math exam taken online when they were studying remotely because of the coronavirus pandemic. A spokesperson for the U.S. Military Academy said 55 cadets admitted cheating on the calculus exam. Most of them have been enrolled in the rehabilitation program for the rest of their time at West Point. Cheating came to light when instructors saw irregularities while grading those exams. And the U.S. Justice Department unsealed charges against a Libyan bomb maker in the 1988 explosion of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. 259 people were killed. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.